Jack. Where are these waveforms at? Give me the waveform. Give me the waveform. Sit down, jerk. Waveform, waveform. I want to see the waveform. There it is. Take a seat. Talk into that.
I'm a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't sat. Are you what?
I don't know. Just
is it because you're in the presence of another man?
It's because I'm in the presence of these dogs.
Oh, do dogs get you horny?
Yeah.
Hey, what is the one thing you're so glad doesn't turn you on?
Your dick.
You're glad that my dick doesn't turn you on?
Probably children.
That's the wrong answer.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the right answer?
Babies. What's younger than a child? A baby?
I meant that would encompass babies.
No. I'll tell you how dumb children are.
Oh, murder.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather be a murderer or a pederast?
Really get into the hot topic issues. Really hot button issues.
You're listening to Through Being Cool. Knight Riders Unite and Witness Us.
Yeah, Informed Consent's Not Really. Right in, guys. Tell us, what's like the one thing you're really happy doesn't give you a chub? Mine's probably the grass. Let me explain. Everywhere you look, there's grass. Yeah. You can't avoid grass.
You move to the desert.
No. Okay, if you move to the desert, then like as soon as you see a cactus, like your cock is going to be like, you're going to have to rip your fucking dick off.
Ooh, you should not fuck a cactus.
I'm glad murder doesn't turn me on. That too. Let's list all the things we're happy don't make us hard. Children, babies, grass. Oh, clouds. Fuck. Could you imagine if clouds made you want to do it?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. This is like when
you have to move to the desert.
No, that's nothing but clouds.
That is the place to be if you don't want to come.
No, if you want to come and you're really into the clouds, the desert's the place to be. Hey, Rebecca. Glad you still listen. Yeah, Rebecca said she still listens to our weird-ass show to the point where now she refers to herself as, like, special boy.
That's good.
That's good.
She's our special boy.
I told her she's our special lady boy because she's a girl. Hey, you want to read an email? I got nothing really.
All girls are just lady boys.
I mean, we're all born. We're not born women. That's not true.
Yeah, all men are felled women at birth.
When we're in the
Gareth Busey said it.
When we're in utero, right? Is that a band? No, it's a Nirvana album.
Oh yeah.
I know that because I like to learn about things I hate. Like when you're in your mama.
Yeah.
Your stuff's like up in you, right? And you have like a lady part. Why do you change?
What do you mean?
Why do you become a boy?
I mean, do you want me to?
I'm actually like
to like I, make like wild speculations. Do you want me to actually give you the answer?
Do you know?
Is this for funny or?
No, I'm like I'm actually kind of.
So why do you become a male or female?
Yeah. Is it because of like the cum versus egg? Like if the egg gets totally fucking drowned in cum, then it has to be a baby.
You're
a baby boy.
You're programmed.
I had a baby brother and he was perfect in every way. It's a Mad Max reference. Fury Road.
You're programmed to be male or female based on which sperm gets into the egg, inseminates the egg.
So in my
lady egg.
In my penis right now, I have lady and boy
mm-hmm.
semens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come those semens don't have sex with each other? Is that how semens made? My lady and my man semens have it and then make more semen?
I know your semen don't have genitalia.
You don't know that? You don't know that.
What?
You don't know that.
Yes.
You weren't there.
I was actually so, at one point, and I was
so, like,
really
I'm not
fast.
Being a dick, I'm not being a dick. Like,
do you know how fast I was?
Do you? So there is some.
I swam so fast.
So some of my
some
semen, cum. Some cum is boys cum, and some cum is ladies go, and then mm-hmm. they just fight their way into the egg, and whichever one gets in there.
Yeah.
Well, is an egg primarily egg. Male or female, or just like the fertile crescent? Like, does the egg have any
no,
of those?
No, it's just an environment.
People are so
it's
disappointed
a gender,
in me.
It's a genderless environment. It's just an environment. It's the house.
So it's how people want America to be.
It's the home. It's the home that the cum comes to.
So the cum spends house. All day at the factory, my dick, and it wants to go relax on the couch.
It's a dick
the
factory,
egg.
And it wants to go into the cum house.
Emily was laying on my lap yesterday, and she could hear my stomach, and she went, "Your stomach's very loud." And I was like, "Of course, it's a dookie factory." And then she just got real quiet. I think she pretended to be asleep for the rest of Batman Returns. I also forgot how sexual that fucking movie is.
Batman Returns?
Yeah. I was sitting there watching the movie, and then there's like parts where like Catwoman comes into like the Penguin's like hideout, And, like, she just starts talking, like, essentially, like, BDSM, like, foreplay talk.
Really?
Yeah, and the penguin's just, like, laying in the bed, being like, I got flavored lotion, I got unscented. And, like, he starts being kind of weird and sexual, too. Emily's mom's just standing in the room watching the movie with us. Cool. And I was like, I don't like this at all.
I got flavored lotion.
I'm so glad that watching movies with Emily's mom doesn't make me hard, because that would have been a deal. My dick factory would have been making all sorts of
perfect.
Stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah. What was that voice? Is that your Danny DeVito?
Who's your who's the character?
The penguin.
Oh, the penguin?
Yeah.
Is it the penguin or the penguin?
I mean, penguin, penguin,
how
pongin.
Do you say it? What is the thing that you write with?
Pongua, an ink pen.
A what?
An ink pen.
A pin or a pen?
I don't know, man. Peen, an ink penis.
It's
I write with pencils. I remember.
I remember that story.
I went to school with a kid called him pencils, and he got in trouble because he put one in his ear and he broke the lead off, then he cried. He was a special kid.
He's a special boy?
Yeah. His chromosomes were all extra. And he stuck...
Quit being extra.
He stuck one of those like safety pencils, like the big ones, in his ear. And he goes, I broke my pencil. And the teacher was like, what? And then she looked and like he had like the sharp piece of lead was like lodged in his ear.
Cool.
It was really, really cool because he fucking flipped out.
Did he try to eat it?
No.
Out of his own
ear. But anyone tried to help him, he just flailed his arms and was like, leave me be, which I thought was kind of strange.
Is he a pirate?
I don't know, man. I thought it was funny, like, this retarded kid keeps yelling, leave me be, like some, like, Victorian, like, person on the run. Leave me be! These dogs don't know what they want to do.
I know. I'm going to fucking kill them.
They're in, they're out, they're up, they're down.
I'm going to kill them tonight with a screwdriver.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Hey.
This is something that started a
leave
big,
me be.
It started a big discussion at work this week.
Oh God! What divisive bullshit did you bring up?
I'm glad you mentioned the word divisive. All right, let me do a little backtracking on last week's episode. One, you're welcome. And two, I'm gonna explain this. If you can text me, or we ever work together, or like we still talk.
Stop.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I need to explain this. All right, if you have my phone number and we have corresponded with each other or seen each other in the last like 2 years, you're not someone I was talking about. So stop asking me.
Patrick, I got your number.
Yeah. If we went to like the movie, if we
hope
were part.
You're still my friend.
If we were like, we used to work together at my old video game job or the store, or we work together now, or we used to have, you're part of the Bowling Green movie crew. Like if you're one of those guys, we're all cool. We're good. There's just a lot of you to name. I didn't want to do it. But if you're at that party and I didn't name you, you are one of those people. Except for Alan. I forgot to name Alan. I like Alan.
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 Alin.
Alan from Cloak Horse, the band I was in with Cole.
Cloak Horse.
Cloak Horse. We played Cloak instrumental Horse. Jammer songs.
Of Cloak Horse.
Distortion. And then I felt bad because we used some of those parts for Make History songs, and I felt bad that Alan got left out. But Alan's a good guy.
Moment of silence for Alan's drum solos. Yep. He's a good drummist.
He's an incredible drummer.
Yeah.
He's a good drummist.
Do you think, let me give you a dental update.
A dental update?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
That's from your mom's house.
Oh.
Let me give you an update.
Okay.
I am now in a, relationship, another relationship with another girl.
All right, so that means that the suicide pool is not on. It's still on. It's still on. It's still going
on. Oh,
it's
still on.
But now we've added to suicide to breaks up with her because she's not a boy. So if you guys want to get in, if you guys want to get in on that, email us at throughbeingcoolpodcast@gmail.com. We're just doing donations.
But she's not a boy?
That is something for you to discover.
Got to go make a phone call.
Those dogs have to go back out again. Oh, no, wait. No, they don't. They just brought their toys to you. Throw the toy, Nick. Nick has a dog that's a big dog and then a small dog that's like a half version of the big dog. Liberty and Duchess.
Well, Duchess, she's still really young, so she should grow.
Yeah, she'll probably get like, what, 6'8"?
Yeah.
You think about getting her into basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, she's got four legs. She'll outrun everybody out there.
Washington. 6'8", weighed a fucking ton.
What is that? Is it Super Jail?
No, it's Brad Neely.
Oh, Brad Neely. So Nick has met a lady.
A lady.
And she is a very nice lady. I know this lady.
Yeah.
Nick likes this lady.
She's a human.
She is a human lady. Nick, tell us about your girlfriend.
Two eyes. Gross. One nose.
What?
One mouth.
Why does she only have one nose?
Forearms.
Forearms. Six legs, like a bug. Insects have six legs. You fuckers. Hey. I know insects don't have like 15 legs. You fucking assholes. I know that.
She has like 15 legs. She's an insect.
She's a bug person.
She's pretty great. She's really smart. She's really, really smart.
She's an artist.
She's an artist, yeah.
There's no way to say that and not sound dismissive. I realize that.
Yeah. But, I mean, she's very talented.
Yeah. Her dad was my teacher before I quit college.
She studied programming and math at Harvard. And
these aren't jokes. No. Like, this isn't a joke, guys.
And decided
to... I know what you're thinking. Bowling Green, Kentucky sent someone to Harvard. I thought the same thing.
Decided that she didn't want to do it.
But the town got together. They had themselves a blood drive at another town because the blood here is sick and gross. And what they did is they raised enough money and they did a burning book drive. And if you brought something that wasn't the Bible, they burned it and gave you a dollar. And they were able to get her to Harvard. And it was awesome.
With the money they earned from the ashes they sold. Oh, from the book.
Sold ashes.
These are fancy book ashes.
BG's into the ash business. I know what you're thinking. I can make that at home. False.
Not book ashes.
Yeah. You ain't got no books at
your
house.
Not Kentucky book ash.
Kentucky. That's the name of the episode. Kentucky book ashes.
Kentucky book ash.
We're coming on down to the ash drive. The town got together. We put her on a boat. Sent her to Harvard. Can you get to Harvard from a boat? God, we're fucking dumb.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, the other day I said, no, you can get anywhere on a boat. And then I was like, you can't get to the desert. Like, I said it, and then I immediately responded with why I was wrong.
You can't get to heaven on a boat.
You can't get to heaven at all because it's fucking not real. Okay, I'm not doing this anymore. Oh, man. I felt bad.
It sounds like a country song.
I know.
You can't get to heaven on a boat.
I feel bad because like we always make fun of like religion, but like I know there's a few listeners who are like really religious, and I kind of feel bad.
Grab you a shovel and dig you a moat.
Dig you a hole straight to hell where the books are. Like that's a country song.
Get you a pocket full of Kentucky book ash.
Kentucky book ash.
God, we are hilarious.
Yep, we have enough reason to do this once a week.
So. Anyway, she's a nice lady, and we're hanging out, and we're, you know, we can talk about this, whatever. You know, I tend to I have a habit of going overboard with everything ever in my life. So
what?
I've had to.
Nuh-uh. I feel like for the sake of conversation, I should have a counter opinion on this, but I don't. So I'm just gonna let you discover this.
No, I know what I do. So. You know, because I've got a nerd brain, and so that's what happens.
Obsessive.
And so... so
I do it with Star Wars. Nick does it with damaging relationships.
So we've both decided to pace it at a, you know, not a... not go wide open. And
into the grid,
it's been
wide
pretty great,
open.
Man. Like, I'm keeping all my hobbies. I'm not just, like, falling off the face of the planet. I'm doing all the same shit, and with the free
time. In all
time,
fairness, you've never been that guy. You've never been the dude who goes missing whenever he gets a girlfriend.
Sometimes.
I don't know of you yet. Never mind. Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. When you did that. Nick went missing so bad one time, our internet electricity got shut off a day apart. Our internet got shut off. I was like, huh. And then I was like, maybe we'll just reset the router. So we reset the router, still didn't work, so I called Time Warner, and they were going to fix it. And then the next day, electricity got turned off, and I was like, hey, maybe Nick didn't pay the bills. And
yeah.
I came home and you were home and you're like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Tristan's real mad though.
Yeah. So it's one of the perils of having a nerd brain. So I've had to learn moderation, and it's more fun.
But you do well with moderation for the most. Nope. I tried. I tried to not.
No, I don't. I go all
in.
Well,
no, I said it, and I thought that like if I could get to the end of that sentence, I might be able to find something, because I was like, you're really good in moderation. And I went working out. Me and you both. Then I was like, that tea stuff. Heavens no. No, you... with things that could be benefit with... You seem to be more involved. Like, you go ahead into things that are like... The downside of them is very, like, minimal. Like, working out. What's the downside of working out? You get hurt or you get sore. You know what I mean? What's the downside of drinking all these teas? The brain stop living in your brain. The brain stops living in your brain. It's fucking A. The bugs stop living in your brain. Crawl out of your skin.
Oh, speaking of which, I told... I can say her name, right?
I don't care. Can you?
Yeah.
Can you pronounce it? I didn't know what you were asking me. It's like, I would hope so. Yeah. If not, I bet dinner is weird. When you're so, like, hey.
You just Tressa is her name. And I told Tressa that I take cordyceps mushrooms. And she goes, ooh, you take cordyceps mushrooms? And I was like, yeah. And
did she just say that not knowing what they were like I do?
And she doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't. No, she knows what they are because she knows everything. And she didn't know that like people ate them. She just knew what they were because they about the bug brain thing.
Yeah. What'd you say to that? Did you try?
I
to
said,
like,
yeah, I eat bugs, girl.
You're like, no, I've done the research. And she's kind of like, I mean, you got spider and bugs in your head.
No, dog.
Yeah, you just Drew was like, shut up, you're a girl.
So, anyway, what was the list I was giving you a list?
You were giving me a list of reasons why.
You were listing things that I get obsessive about.
In the time I've known you, there's only been maybe four things you've been obsessive about. When you tried to be a vegan bodybuilder because someone told you couldn't, which I've been down that road. not the bodybuilder was like, you can't do that. I'm like, watch me. Working out, but that's not obsessive. That's just a routine. See, I don't think you're obsessive. I just think you're like, you stick to a routine. And when you fall into it, like, and maybe I'm the wrong person to talk about this, being as I'm a recovering alcoholic who battles. I mean, that's lame, but like, yeah, like that's.
Yeah. Like, you're owning that now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still drink because it's fun, but I know that I shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, I know that I should. I know that, like, I'm going to fall off.
Yeah.
Because if I just cut it out, if I cut it all the way, I'm going to fall off and go hard. Whereas if I just have like one or two throughout the week, just to like get that taste. God, I wish we could talk about that. That taste.
Get that taste.
When I get that taste, like
get that taste.
I don't want to go overboard with it.
Yeah.
I sound like a heroin addict. But like it got me kicked out of college. I gained like 40 pounds. It cost me a lot of my personal relationships. So like I can't just cut it out. I'll lose my fucking mind. Or I'll fucking go hard and heavy like I used to. So there's that. but you don't seem to be like obsessive about things that don't like benefit you. It's not like you're like really into like knife collecting and all of a sudden you just have like all
these
knives.
It's only because I've identified that that could be a problem for me.
Knife collecting?
No. Going down unhealthy paths.
So you're one of those guys that you're like, I can't get into that because I'll only want to do that.
Yeah.
Like knife collecting.
Or, yeah, like knife collecting. I've considered it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I was being a smart aleck.
I know.
I'm trying to stop fucking cussing.
But like, there are things that interest me, and that then like I have this urge to like go as far as you can. And you know, like you remember when I first started my new job, I was there 80 hours a week. Like I just do that.
But I think that because you were unhappy at home. There, I said it.
But
there, I
probably
said
has
it.
Something to do with it.
Okay.
But I do. It's so
you want
anyway.
Me to edit that out?
No.
Okay.
So it's something that I know that I do, so I have to force myself. So anyway, so I do BJJ three nights a week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I go to the gym other nights a week. Sometimes I do BJJ and then go to the gym, but I don't do it too often because that seems a little crazy.
not necessarily, because they're different kinds of workouts.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
no,
I mean,
no, they're definitely different kinds of workouts.
You're talking to a guy who like goes to the gym, not because I'm trying to get ripped. I want to get out of my own head. So if I could spend all day at the gym, I fucking would.
Yeah.
I'll spend entire hockey games there. If it's on the TV, I'll run the treadmill for 2.5 hours. Yeah. I'll watch the whole fucking game.
But I just I know that if I don't watch myself, that I will live at the gym. And I did the slut machine the other day.
The what?
The slut machine.
Oh, the walker?
No, I've always called it the slut machine. It's the one that you do this.
Oh, yeah,
because
man. Can we talk about that real quick?
Whatever that muscle is. Well, hold on. Let me finish. Okay. Whatever that muscle is.
It's your dick squisher.
It's really good.
dick squisher muscle.
It's really good for choking people in BJJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
That's a sentence I never thought would come out of your fucking mouth. No, that it's good for choking people. I never thought that's a sentence.
So I learned that whatever mine is not very strong. And
your dick squisher.
My dick squisher. So I had to...
You can also
I've started working out my...
mouth.
I started working out my dick squisher muscle.
He just chews giant balls of gum. Really good for choking guys down.
Ew. Ugh. So, anyway.
Have you been to the gym obviously you have, like, if you know, if you was time to go to the gym usually, it's gym talk with Nick and Pat.
Oh, hold on, let me finish telling you my patterns. So anyway, so I'm doing,
is that a ball joke?
I'm doing BJJ like three, sometimes four nights a week. Then going to the gym, and then I've started playing music again.
Yeah.
And then in my free, and I've got work down to like 50 to 60 hours a week right now. And
I can't say anything because with my driving, that's how much I usually at work. So,
and then in my free time, I'm hanging out with Tressa, and we're doing fun stuff. Like today, we're going to the planetarium, and we're, you know, just doing like silly fun stuff that we both enjoy.
Have you guys started paintballing yet?
No, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
No, but I'm just thinking about what they do in 10 Things I Hate About You. That was one of the things I did.
And anyway, I know a guy that owns a paintball field.
I thought you were like, I know a guy who owns a paintball.
A guy who owns a paintball.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if I went through
He's really poor.
Pretty sure I went through my storage unit, I'm pretty sure I could find a paintball. I don't know why. So when you go to the gym, no, I'm, I'm telling you, man, like, I'm so happy that you're doing this Brazilian jiu-jitsu thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now I have someone who, like, does, who has, like, I'm like, hey, man, I can talk to you. I can finally talk to you about competition.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's good to know you're
really bad, too.
Yeah,
but
it's good to know you're better than somebody. That's so shitty.
I like getting my ass kicked sometimes. Because it makes me hard.
This
gives
me
that taste.
Is this where you start to admit? Let's explain the taste thing real quick.
That taste.
Okay, I'm
going
to go.
That's your story.
It's not my story. It's not my story at all. Kenny and me have a coworker who, Kenneth from KWW. We have a friend.
KWW.
Please, go listen to that show. They had Andy on an episode. I haven't listened to it yet, but Andy's on. Yeah. Hey, man. And apparently, like, I talked to Kenny about Andy, and he said Andy went for it. Like, yeah. And he didn't hesitate, and he just said a bunch of gross shit.
That's great.
So I'm excited. Andy was like this. Andy's just like, we all met him as soon as he turned 18, and he's just one of the crazy, most genuinely, like, blissfully ignorant people I've ever met in my life. Like, not like mean, yeah. But like, he's just never not thought about something. And like, how could I possibly make this the funnest thing in the world to do? That's his mind just does. He's like, like, we joke about how, like, I'm Bart Simpson, but he's probably more Bart Simpson as far of, like, I think he has a Bart Simpson tattoo on his leg that says, "Give me head till I'm dead," if I remember correctly. I think he has it on top of his thigh. He's a crazy person. But anyway, Kenny and me work with a guy, and he's on a diet. He's doing really, really well with it. But, like, every now and then, he'll talk about how
on
he's about.
On a diet?
Yeah.
Hasn't he always been, like, thin guy?
No, not Kenny. This guy we work with. The guy from That Taste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What does Andy have to do with that?
I just told you he was on the KDW show.
Oh, okay.
And Jason's the name of the guy we work with. And he's on a diet, and randomly, the dog is dead.
I know.
Randomly, he'll like talk about like wanting to go get something to eat, and we're like, hey, we're going to go to lunch. Do you want to go? And he's like, I can't, man, once I get that taste. And he like puts his hand.
What is he doing?
I don't know, but he'll like put his hand like he's talking to his hand to make his hand say to him, that taste. Like, oh, God, get that taste. We went to Longhorn, and he's like, I'm not going to have any bread. And then the bread came, and he goes, I just need that taste. It fucking kills me, man.
What is his problem?
He's like such a genuinely nice guy, but it's just funny because like he doesn't normally do.
Does he
like,
think it's funny?
Well, he's kind of a serious guy. So to see him do something like that is kind of like out of character, I guess, for him. Like, that taste, dude.
But see, I'm kind of a serious guy at work, and so people don't know how to react when I do weird shit.
I don't know how you guys do that. I can't. What? I can't not be me all the time.
Oh, I have.
I don't mean to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, I have a group of people at work that I can be myself around. Like Jason, John, other John who left. You know who you are.
Jasper.
He listens.
Jake.
You, Jasper. Y'all. Peckerwood.
Only other people named Jay.
Until recently, we had four Johns at work.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of.
I wish
Josh's
it was a tall one.
Work.
I'd call him Long John.
How do you know when your other Johns have a giant cock?
Oh, yeah.
You call him Long John. You call him Schlong
yeah,
John.
Yeah, I think the John that listens, he's got a giant cock, so I'm going to start calling him Long John.
Oh, hey, congratulations on your giant cock, John. Congratulations. We'll start doing that every week. We'll tell somebody, congratulations on your giant dick. Hey, John, today's your day. Congratulations.
It's a good dick. It's a high-set dick.
Oh,
but it's
dude.
A good dick.
Man. What were we talking about? Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yeah.
And the slut machine.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yikes. That's what you call it when a bunch of kids throw dreidels at
Friday
a
night
Gentile.
I hung out with a buddy of mine who's
jiu-jitsu.
Who's a Jewish man. And I'm trying to get him to come. So if he comes...
What?
Nope. Trying to get him to come to jiu-jitsu. Okay. So if he comes, it will be. It'll be jiu-jitsu.
It'll be guju jiu-jitsu. Hey, did you know fucking Jordan does jiu-jitsu? Remember Jordan?
Jordan.
Drunk in the living room?
Michael Jordan.
No. I'm not going to say his last name. Jordan. Okay. I can explain Jordan. I can. I know Jordan. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to explain him in a way that as soon as I mention this, you're going to know who I'm talking about. Okay. Me, you, and Tristan hang out with this kid.
Okay.
And every time we hang out, his sister gets mad at us. Melissa's friend, Jordan. You know Jordan.
Yeah.
Remember Jordan on the couch? Like, I don't care. Like, he kept driving. Yeah. He kept making like he's going to puke. Remember that? We were sitting at that house. We said that house show. Or not that house show. That house. Melissa's 30th birthday party. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were sitting at Melissa's birthday party, and he got super fucking trashed on his own before we even fucking got there.
Yeah, and then
we got blamed for it.
No. I completely remember. I like him. He's funny.
Yeah. He does jiu-jitsu as well.
Does he?
I have a hard time saying that
word. Say BJJ.
Jiu-jitsu. Yeah, he does that. He was like, hey, man, get Nick to train at my gym a couple times. So that's what I'm, hey, Nick, he's got a gym. Go train at it. I don't know. Can you do that? Or are there dojo beefs?
There's a rivalry.
Is there really?
Yes, sincerely.
Really? Can you talk about it? Or you beat this unabated family?
I can. The other one in town. There may be three, but I
speak. Don't speak too candidly, because I don't want to hurt Jordan's feelings.
I just know of two.
Jordan, thank you for listening. Great guy.
Yeah.
We don't get you drunk. Fuck you. Learn. Own your shit, man. But your sister's always yelling at us.
I'll just say that the head of the dojo that I go to.
Is there like a title for that?
I think so, but he
doesn't. Sensei? I'm not being an asshole. I really don't know.
I don't think he's
King Jiu-Jitsu.
That formal. But
Judge Jiu-Jitsu?
He does not care for their methods.
Ninja beef.
For their training style.
Smoke bombs?
He's more into positive communication and like building up people.
Oh, you don't say that Jordan goes to a thing where he they yell at you a bunch?
It's just a different way of doing it. He may go to one. There may be a third one that I don't know about.
Oh no, and Jordan knows we're not being rude. I'm just telling you.
I have no idea. I'm just parroting what the guy that runs this dojo told me. But he said that,
is they really called the dojo?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said that.
I was being facetious.
He said that he has a disagreement with the way that they do things there on that aspect, and that they're good at what they do and stuff, but he runs his place a little bit differently, and that was basically it.
I'm going to go to that one.
Yeah?
No. I have a hard time when it comes to like wrestling around. I get mad. I get mad easily.
Like, he jokes around and stuff. Like I remember, last time I was in there, he was like, he was teaching the boxing class. And he was like, hey,
wait,
Billy.
Hold on. There's a boxing class?
Yeah. They do boxing too.
Like contact or just punch bags?
Muay Thai, kickboxing.
I don't do Muay Thai.
They do regular boxing.
They bring in trees, and they hit them with their shins, because that's what Muay Thai is. No. You have to deaden the nerves.
And he yelled, he's like, go, you know, whatever, one, two. And he was like, Billy. He was like, next time, why don't you hit him with your purse?
Holy shit, that's sexist. I don't appreciate that.
You know, but it's like,
I'm joking.
You know, there's light teasing, but he said the other one is like a little bit more severe.
There's a
he likes to build people up, and like at the end, everybody shakes everybody's hand and shit. I don't know.
Have you seen the boxing garage by our gym?
Supposed to be a little bit different, but I've not been to the other one. It might be great.
Have you seen the boxing garage by our gym?
Mm-mm.
Drive, go to our gym. Like, if you go to the gym at like 5:30, on Russellville Road, the one we go to, and Russellville.
Don't say you have to beep that.
No, I do not have to beep that. Oh, are people going to show up like, they're here. They're working out. Look how strong they're not. Like, you think that's what someone's going to do?
Can I get your patagraph?
Yeah. I'll be like, yeah, sure. And then I'll stamp it with the head of my cock. That's how I sign my name, because I don't know how to write cursive. Everybody knows what the head of my dick looks like.
Or tie my shoes.
Yeah, because I've written my name on the top of my penis. There's a, if you're facing our gym, to the left, where those, garages are.
Yeah.
One of them's a boxing garage. If you open it up, there's seriously like two rings in there.
For like wrapping packages?
Nope. Like for punching with your hands.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about going to it because it looked tough as fuck. And they were playing DMX. And I was like, one of two things are happening.
That's cool.
They're filming a rap video or they want me to come hang out with them. So I just went into the gym.
It's part of the gym?
No. It's like completely different. It's but every new, time I drive by,
like you have to pay to go.
I don't know what the thing is. I think it might just be some dudes get together and fight each other. Like I don't know what it was, but like
a club.
I don't like a fight club. They had a they had
talk
like,
about it.
They had gloves on and they were just like punching each other. Don't talk about what.
Don't talk about it.
Don't talk about what.
Don't talk about nothing.
Fucking. Hey, everybody, if you like the show Mr. Robot and you didn't know it was going to turn into Fight Club out of the first episode, you're a dummy face.
Don't talk about it.
Have you ever watched that show?
Don't talk about it.
Have you ever watched Mr. Robot?
Don't talk about it.
Hold on a second. Have you watched Mr. Robot? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like a computer show.
Yeah.
About like hacking and stuff.
Yeah, no, I know about that. Yeah. The whole thing is supposed to be like an homage to...
Fight Club?
The club that must not be named.
Fucking dude.
Club Foot.
Have you been to Fuck Club? First rule of Fuck Club, you got fuck. Fuck a guy your first time.
Let's open up a club, like a bar.
No,
let's call it Club Foot.
No, I don't want to. I want to open up a fight club.
That's funny, man.
Club Foot. You're only allowed to. You have to dance.
What Club Foot is?
Yeah, you can dance, but you have to do it with one boot on.
My niggas, they don't dance. They just pull up the pants and do the rock away.
Club Foot. Hey, man.
Hey.
You want to talk about the discussion we had at work the other day?
Start a club.
What's the dog doing? That's right. Cover your face. Slutty dog. Don't slut shame my dog. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Have you ever eaten on the toilet? Be honest. And here's the discussion. Someone leaned in to me, just leaned in and said, hey, Patrick, have you ever eaten on the toilet? And I went, what? And he went, I'm asking you because you seem like someone who'd have a lot of opinions on this. And I went, oh, do I? I want to know your opinion. Have you ever eaten on the toilet?
You want to know my opinion or you want to know what I've done?
I don't know why I'm asking your opinion on whether or not I've eaten on the toilet. That is a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to interview you like he interviewed me about this.
Yes.
Hi, Nick.
Everything's giving.
Thank you for coming to my toilet.
Everything's giving. I eat on the toilet.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the toilet party before you can hang out. Got a couple questions for you. First question is, Nick, have you ever eaten on the toilet?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a handheld food?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever eaten food on the toilet?
With cutlery or plateware?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Except for every Thanksgiving.
That's where I hide. I have my meals. So there's no the only yelling on Thanksgiving comes from my butt when I eat food on the toilet.
No, every Thanksgiving, my parents, we replaced all the chairs with toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
This sounds like Rory's house.
We pull our pants down and we sit on the toilet. But like I put my legs together so they can't see anything, you know? So it's not weird.
But and if you put your legs together, you can get shit all over your balls.
Yeah. And then I got shitty balls, boy.
No.
And then
the back of your fucking balls are just caked in shit like a cow's.
Caked in.
Nick's got cow balls.
Caked in truffle butter.
Ugh, that's such a gross fucking. That is so disgusting.
I know.
Ugh.
No, yeah, so I've eaten on the toilet before.
Never. I like how you're like, yeah, so like you're shaking never. Your head like, yeah, so like big deal. I've eaten on the toilet.
Stretching. Never with a plate.
What have you eaten on the toilet?
I don't recall, but like in the morning.
You don't recall? I think that'd be something you remember.
I've never shit and eat before.
That's what I'm asking.
But
like, no, have you ever? Okay, have you ever shit and eat? That's
no, but I've pissed and eat.
You might have been somewhere where like the toilet was like the only
where
place
I had
to
like
sit.
like a Cliff Bar or something in my hand, and I was like,
ugh,
like,
a Cliff Bar?
Like,
a Cliff
I don't
Bar?
Know, I'm just thinking. I'm just
you're
thinking
just.
Something.
Do you realize that shit is mashed up things you've already eaten, and a Cliff Bar is just mashed up shit you're about
that
to
nobody's
eat?
Nobody's eaten. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've eaten like, I don't know, maybe like a handful of almonds or something. I've had them and like, I got to go piss and I'm like in a hurry. Like I'm trying to get ready for work.
Oh, okay. So it's a time thing.
Yeah.
It's not like a conscious, oh, I got to dump, but I'm also extremely hungry.
No, I don't pull out like a cloth napkin and like tuck it in my shirt. And I've got like,
wait, hold on. You keep your
wear.
Shirt on when you shit?
Yeah. You take your shirt off when you shit?
Only in public. Do you know that Seinfeld episode?
And so, oh yeah.
George takes his shirts off when he shits.
And, you know, and sometimes I'll eat like a candy bar with a fork and a knife on a plate.
Like a Baby Ruth?
While I'm taking a shit.
But you'll melt it a little bit? You'll eat a runny fucking Milky Way?
But yeah, it's always a time thing. It's never
okay,
like,
so it's never like a conscious like, oh, I got dumped, but I'm also
Friday hungry. Night, time for my shitty dinner.
I've never done it. I've never eaten anything while
yeah, it's
shitting.
Probably more healthy to not.
What? Okay, because you're a scientist. Not being a dick.
I'm kind of a scientist.
Okay. This is I'm really outing myself as stupid. When you're shitting, what are the chances? Maybe Dr. Dylan, chime in when you're done. But
toilet.
Before you chime in, can you give us the measurements of your mom's and your sister's depth and width of their anuses? I lost track of my... I got so hard because I was thinking about Dylan's mom taking a shit.
God, dude, my throat hurts so bad. From being choked.
Like in a sexual way?
No.
I want to add that to the list of things I'm happy don't make me hard.
In a blowjob job way.
Am I choking? I'm not into choking or being choked or having stuff shoved down my throat. I'm glad that doesn't make me hard. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to think. Oh, fuck. All right, so when you're sitting in the toilet, you're shitting, right? Like you're pooping. Poop goes down.
Yeah.
Science. What are the chances of those like bacteria cells and the farticles coming up? What are the chances?
Coming up?
Yes.
Probably pretty significant. If you can
really?
If you can smell a fart,
mm-hmm.
you're smelling actual particles of shit.
Oh, God.
Did
what?
You know that? Yeah.
No.
Did you ever watch Magic School Bus?
Did they cover that? Was that on an episode? Farts?
Actually, kind of, yes.
It being was, bits of shit?
It was mentioned.
Somebody fact check that.
Yeah. What do you think smells are?
Huh?
What do you think smells are?
Warnings.
When you smell something, it's typically, it's a, it's aromatics, like,
dude, these dogs are out.
She just farted.
I know. Oh my God, I smell, is that dog shit?
But it's,
oh my God, I got dog shit in my brain.
It's like, farticles are kind of really a thing.
Right.
In that it's little bits of shit.
No, it's not. Is it really?
Yeah.
So it's like little molecules of shit.
I mean, some of it, I guess, would be like methane, but...
And there's enough of them that I can smell it, and those are little pieces. Those are like little pieces of shit.
Yeah, or whatever it is you're smelling.
Are they getting in my mouth? Because I smell with my tongue like a snake person.
Probably.
Like this. So, but I've never eaten on the toilet, but I've drank on the toilet. What are the chances that the farticles and the shit stuff has landed in my cup? Like, has gone up and then found its way into my drink?
Pretty
oh,
high.
God.
Have you ever seen the studies where they look at, like in your bathroom?
Like the black light and they see where the shit is?
Yeah.
That's why I keep my toothbrush in.
I don't remember what the method is, but they can tell, like, where shit is and where piss is. And, like, it's all over your toothbrush.
No, I keep my toothbrush in a plastic tube. In the shower.
Okay, but yeah. Like it's all over the place.
I brush my teeth in the shower.
Because
is that
when
weird?
You flush it,
even with the lid down,
puts little particles out. I don't know, probably not.
Even if I hold my mouth over and I try to catch it all in my face,
probably not with the lid down. So, right. So I mean,
what
it's
if
gross.
I never flush my toilet?
It's gross, but it's gross. But I mean, it's unavoidable. So just live with it.
You think? Remember, we've had discussions before.
You like, eat little bits of shit all the time.
So fuck, I do.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Why? Like, no, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
Why did you
ever
say,
take
like,
a bath?
What?
You ever take a bath?
Every fucking day. Not a joke. I bathe every day. That's where I get my reading done.
So if somebody came over and they said, "Let me just scrape an eighth of a teaspoon of shit into this bath," would you be okay with it?
Hmm.
I mean, you're stewing in your own juices.
What are you fucking talking about?
You've got shit in your ass right now. You got a little bit of shit in between your butt cheeks.
No, I don't.
Unless you had like your asshole bleached. Mm-mm. You've got a little bit of shit in between your butt
cheeks.
Have
you ever seen a cat clean himself? Have you ever seen a pat clean himself? It's the same thing.
You make your cats clean your asshole.
No, 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 no. I lick my own butt, thank you. I learned it from them, but I do it myself.
Your flexibility.
If you walk into the apartment, there's a good chance you're going to catch at least one of the three of us licking our own buttholes, cleaning them out.
Good for you.
Yeah. No, I'm being serious. Like, what are the chances? Like, so if I'm drinking a fucking, like, cream soda on the toilet, which I'm known to do.
Yeah.
Because I love that taste. What are the chances that the farticles are going up and landing in that can?
I mean, I'm sure it's not a significant amount, not enough to make you sick, but I'm sure that there's some that are making their way.
Can I tell you why I don't
in the
eat
world today
on the toilet?
Because it's gross.
No. I mean, yeah. But also, when you sit on the toilet, your thighs are exposed, right?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to drop something on my thigh.
Yeah.
And then I have to make a decision. Do I swat
rake it into the toilet?
Right. Or
do you
take a
put your arms out, bend down with your face,
and try to catch it
and eat it off of your legs?
No, that's only if I'm eating soup on the toilet and I drop the fluid on my leg, then I bend down and I suck it back
soup.
Up. I suck that
I get high off that thigh.
What I do is I'll get especially if it's like something like real thing like a chowder, like if I drop a chowder on the
so
top
you eat
of my
soup
bare
on the
thigh.
Toilet?
Hmm?
You eat soup on the toilet or you just eat soup without pants?
No, if I'm at home and I'm taking a shit, pants off. Not even a fucking question.
What about if you're just at home and you're eating?
I just shit my pants.
You wear pants.
I know. I'm usually wearing shorts. It's cold as fuck outside. I got shorts on.
Yeah.
I'm a white person.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to ever have to. I like that taste. I don't ever want to have to. I like that paste. That's why these white thighs out. I don't ever want to have to like decide. I don't want to drop food on my bare leg and decide, does this get flicked into the toilet?
Yeah,
or do
most
I
people
it?
Don't know this, but Patrick has really hairy bare legs.
What does that mean?
You got claws. You have legs.
Dude, my feet are looking fucking gnarly.
Patrick killed a bear, cut his own legs off, and replaced his legs with bear legs.
I'm not worried about the Second Amendment or the 48th Amendment, which
Fun
is the right
with
to
hominins.
The right to bear legs. That's what I've got. I got furry.
Roar. Woof.
Hey, do you do animal noises in the bedroom?
No.
I've started. No, I'm just joking. Boy. I make gecko noises.
what do they mean?
I just try to sell Emily insurance. Hey, we're having a good time. That's a dumb joke. Oh man,
it's a bit of a stretch. I saw a comedian last night. He talked about how his longest relationship was 9 months, and yeah,
I like where that's going.
Yeah. These punchlines write themselves.
Yeah, I mean, guys, we are good at this.
We'll be here all night.
We're so good at this. We're getting emails. You want to read these?
What is this?
Hey, was that a Faith No More? You say, what is it?
That stands before me.
Nick's really into Black Sabbath, but doesn't like Ozzy Osbourne's voice.
I'm not crazy about it.
That's so crazy to me.
Yeah. I like it in War Pigs, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like Crazy Train, and I like Mama, I'm Coming Home. Both of those songs, I think Ozzy Osbourne songs, not Black Sabbath songs.
Ozzeth Osbourne.
No.
Oswald Osbourne.
Nope, that's not what it stands for. Hey, do you want to read Thomas's email?
First, I want to know what Ozzy Osbourne stands for.
What?
What is
he
this?
Stands for metal. He stands for the... Actually, he's probably not Christian, or he's certainly not into the devil, really.
Osbourne.
Hey, do you want to read Thomas's email real quick?
John Michael Osbourne.
Is that his birth name?
Yeah.
John Michael?
Jan.
Jan Michael.
J-M. John Michael.
J-A-M.
John Michael. I wonder if he's related to John Michael Montgomery.
I don't think you know how names
or
work.
Or if John Michael Montgomery should start going by Ozzy Montgomery. Well, is Ozzy short for John Michael?
Hmm? Yes. Do you want to read Thomas's email? I'm going to read Thomas's email. All right, so we got an email. Thomas sent us an email on December 21st, but he sent it to the wrong person. He just sent it to throughbeingcool@gmail.com. He didn't send it to throughbeingcoolpodcast@gmail.com, so he accidentally sent somebody a different email. Let me start over. He sent the wrong email to the wrong person. And then he sends me this email on December 26th, and he wants to talk about his worst Christmas. Now, because I like Thomas, I want to read this.
Okay.
Is that okay? And then we can read Carson's email, because Carson's email is one of the best emails we've ever gotten.
Mr. Thomas.
Oh, dude, I fucking ripped, and I'm sorry. I fucking beefed in these meshes. That's what I call it when I wear mesh shorts and I fart.
Ew.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm sorry.
Mesh Beef could be the name of my band.
Mesh Beef is the name of like a Primus band.
We were gonna call it Twin Sons.
That's a fucking cool name.
I know, but there's already a band named Twin Sons.
Me and Cole were trying to come up with names for our instrumental band, and we're gonna name it Sun Crusher. And we found there's like 30 That's bands cool. named Sun Crusher.
Fuck.
Yeah. You gotta name it after Star Wars stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I want it to sound like big and heavy and like epic. I know that the word is overused, but whatever.
Have
Fuck
you thought
it.
About naming the band Big Heavy Epic?
No.
Well,
what about Big Heavy Cock?
And just have like a ripped chicken as your logo, just like a chicken who's been lifting weights, like a chicken with a real cool six pack.
I've been listening to this band called Weed Eater.
Yeah, Weed Eater's cool, man.
Yeah,
you've listened to Super Joint Ritual.
Uh-uh.
It's Phil from Pantera's like hardcore band kind of. It's not great, but it's fun.
It's not good.
Kenny once
don't
said,
listen to it.
"If you don't love Super Joint Ritual, then you ain't my friend." And I was like, all right, man. I saw Super Joint Ritual at Ozfest. Me and Drew were there.
You saw SJR?
Yeah, I saw him. And Phil Anselmo comes on stage, drunk as shit, out of his fucking mind, and says, I got two words for you. Eat pussy till your jaw breaks, smoke weed every day. And I thought I was going to fucking piss my pants, because I was like, everything that you just said is like, I got two words for you. He meant sentences. And then he went on to say two things that, I mean, I'm just not going to be able to do. Eat pussy to your jaw break, smoke weed every day. This song's called fucking something.
And this song's just, called...
This song's called White Power. Fucking Phil Anselmo. You crazy, drunk yourself handicapped person.
What do you mean?
Him and Tim Armstrong from fucking Rancid, like, drank themselves retarded. Can I say retarded?
Yeah.
I know I can say it. Should I say it?
Yeah.
Good. Because that's what those people are. They're slow, and that's what retarded means.
Yeah.
I don't mean they're like, doofy. Hey, guys, emails from Thomas. Figured it was time I owed you an email. Plus, you know, Pat told me I had to or he'd kill my family. I think that's what he said. Did I say that?
Probably.
Good. Well, your family's safe now. Let's start with worst Christmas.
This is from John Michael Montgomery?
No, this is from Thomas Michael Montgomery. You think he's related?
Maybe.
Thomas John Ozzy Montgomery?
Well, Ozzy's short for John Michael.
So we could call him Ozzy Michael Montgomery?
Yeah.
Hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'll do anything. All right, let's start with the worst Christmas. I think it was 5-ish years ago. My sister got mountains of presents because she's the baby, and that's what happens. I know you had a fucking sister.
I didn't know she was a baby.
Hey, Thomas, is your baby sister hot? She's the baby, and that's what happens, and she still managed to cry about everything because something was amiss. I can't remember which, but it was uncomfortable for all parties involved. Tie that onto the fact that my family can't simply give a gift without stressing the fuck out about everyone being totally fucking satisfied with what they gave, even though Christmas is really about just seeing people you care about, no matter how racist they are. All right. Also, one year they gave my wife these super frilly placements that we'll never fucking use.
Placemats.
Placements. Just as placements. I think it's like shit you put plates on.
Oh.
Like those little cloth things you put.
Like a placemat.
Like a doily.
He must have meant placemat.
It says placements.
Maybe it autocorrected.
You know, we should probably stop reading this email. No, you're right. I don't know how to read. It's placemats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Thomas. Thomas Montgomery. Thomas Ozzy Michael Montgomery. I'm thinking this year may be especially awkward as my youngest brother knocked up some married chick to create a bastard that everyone assumes is his, but we can't really tell, and his name isn't on the birth certificate.
Wait, bastard a sword or a bastard a...
Like a child without a father.
No.
So the woman associated with the pregnancy who has another child that my brother didn't allegedly create with his penis machine, I swear I thought that kid would be firing blanks, will probably show up with my alleged nephew and the other brat who is loud, stupid, and smelly and makes all of us thoroughly uncomfortable. I'm all for do as thou wilt, but fuck, man, buy condoms.
Yes, please.
Thomas, I didn't know you had siblings. Best Christmas?
I ain't about to be messing with no siblings.
So his worst Christmas is this Christmas because his sister's going to show up and cry, and then his brother's going to show up with a bastard baby by a married lady. It's a
bastard baby.
I'm going to tell you what, Thomas.
The baby and a bastard.
Your little brother sounds really fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
Best Christmas? That was when my wife...
Does he like metal? Does he play drums?
Oh, man. What if he moves here to be in a band, and he moves into your house, and he brings his wife, who's not his wife... And the bastard.
He brings a wife. It's not his wife.
This is a wife that I have. It's not my wife. This is a wife that I have. So that was his worst Christmas. His best Christmas? I'm dating.
She's a daughter.
Yeah, you're dating a daughter. I'm dating a daughter too. Yeah. I've also eaten a 15-year-old's pussy. You just want to start picking things apart, Nick.
Can you please explain that?
No. I was younger than I am now. And she was...
Every story you tell, you're younger than you are now.
I'll never be as old as I am right now. You know what I'm saying, man?
You know what I'm talking about?
Every minute, I'm one step closer to death. I'm about to break. Shut up when you're talking to me.
One step further away from birth.
I think about getting flames on my wrists. Blue ones. Like that guy from Parks Lincoln.
Really?
You know
that's pretty
about?
Cool, because I was thinking about getting green ones.
Oh, dude. You want to start a rap mode, man?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's call it. This is Kentucky Book Ashes. Thomas's best Christmas was when my wife and I were first dating. I was playing the tough guy because, you know, I'm a tough motherfucker and shit. Thomas, everybody knows that about you. And decided that we were sleeping in on Christmas. Little did my wife know that Christmas is my favorite fucking thing in the whole world. Something about an old fat guy in red coming down the chimney and jerking off in my stocking is just the best. I woke up 2 a.m. and my wife, girlfriend at the time, had given me a shit ton of Blu-ray. So we were watching Fight Club and then Harry Potter.
Talk about
it. I know. Before going to visit her parents for breakfast, I probably gave some Ogs as well. Who knows? Unlike nice. Nick, I'm not the mayor of Ogtown. If anything, I'm like the janitor of the Og factory. Anywho, I'm glad that Joe lives in Springville, Spanish Fork. Whatever place that's far from Salt Lake and full of mostly scary people. He should come down to the next time BSR does a thing and we can have a drink, talk about beers, and talk about the devil. So, hey, Joe, that's an invite to go hang out with Thomas. To be clear, Nick, I'm trying to get my dick-sucking level up to match what is needed, but loving the devil is exhausting. May not be officially a worshiper until next year. Also, did you see our Baphomet ornament? Just start. Now I'm just rambling.
Just start. If you love him, just start.
Fuck Christmas. Hail Satan. Please keep recording your show. I need somewhere to justify my negative, angry, and often correct thoughts. Thomas. Thank you, Thomas, for that email.
Thank you.
That's a thing we should start doing.
Applauding email?
No, I just, the other day, I realized how stupid clapping is. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I just feel like we need to have an outright ridiculous opinion about something. I went back and listened to that episode, and I was like, fuck yeah, man.
I re-listened to that episode, and I felt motivated.
Yeah, man, it felt good, didn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? You know what, dude? I've been taking your advice at work.
Yeah?
And I've been kicking ass. I've been kicking ass. I haven't been taking any shit. And I also, I read
You know what? I'm the opposite on clapping now. I fucking love it. I'm going to start clapping, but it doesn't really apply. Hey, man, I just got here today. Oh, dude, it's good to see you. It's so passive aggressive. Oh, man, dude, you're here on time. That's so good.
Or people might think you're a slow person.
Are retards clapping all the time?
Maybe.
Yeah, but they do like this.
Jesus Christ.
What? Did you know retarded people can only clap with their heartbeat? They can't clap off because their brain shuts down and they fall asleep. True. Yeah, a retarded person can clap themselves to sleep.
Let's take a break.
Can clap in between their heartbeats, they can put themselves to sleep.
Let's take a break.
All right, I'm going to play the coffee out delete thing, and then we're going to read the best email ever. Not the best email ever. A really, really nice email from Carson. The best email ever would be an email from the president telling us that we're in charge.
Fuck Nick.
Fuck Patrick.
Fuck through being cool.
Come listen to Coffee Alt Delete instead. www.coffeealtdelete.com.
Here now than I think I have ever been in my life.
I'm glad I recorded that. Talking to the microphone.
Look at these tacos I got yesterday.
Where'd you get those at?
There's a taco stand on the bypass near... Okay. You know, near the dojo, near that barbershop.
Okay.
And it's called like Tacos Los Lobos or something.
Well, there's that old.
But it's a little stand.
That old Mediterranean place that used to be a donut shop on.
They were fucking phenomenal.
Are they open today?
I don't know.
Fuck, man, I want some fucking street tacos, bro.
They might be at Mass.
They might be at Moore? What do you mean?
No, they might be at Mass. I'm assuming they're Catholic.
No, they're all Catholic. They are. That's why they have so many kids and no responsibilities, because they're Catholic. Can't wait to send them all back.
Build the wall.
Trump's America. He's president. Is he president yet? When's it official?
I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. We're going to be fine. We'll be fine. Hey, do you want to read Carson's email?
Yeah.
So, we should probably...
Emails.
Give some backstory on Carson. Because he's been around for fucking ever. He's been around since the laser brain days.
Yeah. What was...
I don't want to say his last name, but we've referred to them before as like the Z's.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been around since...
He and his brother have been listening.
Yeah.
Since...
He was 16. Is that what he says in the letter? 15. Yeah. That's fucking nuts.
That is. That's crazy.
Sorry, man.
And when was... Laser Brain?
Laser Brain was like 3 years ago.
No.
Yes, it was.
No, when did we start it?
Oh, 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah, because we did pretty much, if you do the math, we did an episode like every 2 weeks on that show.
Yeah.
I texted to you.
Text me what?
I just copy and pasted that letter for you.
Just now?
No, like
Okay. Yeah, no, I'd be happy to read. Like, give me just a second. I want to look and see if...
Nick's learning how to read right now. It's pretty exciting.
I want to see the...
Nick's learning how to read, buddy.
I'm checking out the Laser Brain website to see when we started doing it.
Is it still up?
The Facebook is.
No shit. Let me see it. I don't have Facebook, so I can't look at it. Is it really still up?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Let me see. 2011.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we started that in 2011. And so we've been podcasting for how long now?
Six.
Is that 6 years?
Ah, God, nothing's... We gotta get our lives together. I'm done. Better quit podcasting.
6 years. So anyway, it's pretty cool. So he's been listening for that long. And he got into it because his brother introduced him, right?
Yep.
and
Marson. Hmm? It's Marson and Carson. Those are their names.
And so he anyway, I guess he was listening.
Fartson.
And decided to
Fartson and Carson.
And decided to send us an email about you know, what the show has done for him.
Yeah. You gonna read
it's
it?
It's really sweet, yeah.
Now okay. Everybody be nice. Nick just learned how to read just a second ago, so his smart girlfriend taught him.
Flurble Schmurf Gier.
Nope.
This is all consonants.
Yeah, he's German. he's German as fuck. Yep. It's weird. It's just dot. Pictures. This is just an eyeball.
All right. Testes, come poo pee.
How deep of a fucking dig is that? That is a, right
deep.
Off the bat, that is a
balls
deep reference.
Testes, come poo pee. I don't know what format to put this email in, so I'm just going to...
An email, dummy!
So I'm going to just write a bunch of words in hopes they'll be read at some point. First off, you guys...
If you send us an email, we'll read it.
Yeah, for sure. First off, you guys are my heroes.
Meet more people.
That's sweet. You joke about influencing me as a young child. 15 is kind of young to know about the masturbatory mirror world and the wonders of dog fucking. But you two, rest in peace, Tristan, have seriously had an impact on my life. Whether for bad or really bad, you've been there for me through a lot. When I would rather listen to you chodes than Marc Maron or Bill Burr.
I agree.
You must be doing something right.
Or you have bad taste.
Speaking of which, we come on right after Marc Maron.
Right after. Marc Maron comes on at 7:30. We're right in there at that 8 block.
No one gets me to cry to laughter or come like you two do. Pressing up on my chode, genius. Kay. Changed my life.
I want to ask you something about that part right there.
It's prostate stimulation.
I do. Remember we talked about it.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah.
I push up underneath my balls in your taint area. Push up while you're about to go, you'll go real hard.
Yeah, it's prostate stimulation.
Emily read this email before I did, because I wanted to read it. I didn't want to read it till we got on the show.
Yeah.
But she read that, and she went, what the fuck is this about? And then I explained to her, and she went, how old was he when he started doing that? So, Carson, if you could let us know how old you were when you started pushing up on your chode, because if you were like 16 or 15, congratulations, you're years ahead of the game. But also, don't tell me that, because I'm not sure if it's against the law or not. So go ahead, email us and let us know when you started pushing up against your fucking taint whenever you're about to shoot that young hot.
Shoot that young.
Get that young out. That is really bad. That's a really bad thing to say. Get your young out.
Get that young
I don't out. Mean like you're a young child and that makes me hard. I mean what I'm saying is like semen is the youngest baby ever. A baby's never as young as it is when it's just unegged cum.
Dude, just get that young out.
Get that young out.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's a child.
Not
he
anymore.
He was a child when we talked to him about how to jack off.
But in all honesty, thank you for what you do.
Say it right.
What?
In all
honesty.
There you go.
Thank you for what you do. It may seem like you just come in shooting the shit. Please, please, please know it means so much more to people. That's really sweet.
That's really nice.
Myself included. I'm still of the young age of 21. Young, supple age of 21.
It's really not that young.
But you've made life seem manageable. Get that young out.
Get that young out, boy.
You've made life manageable.
We are incapable of taking a fucking compliment. Like, we can't do it. He sends this really nice email. We're like, fucking stop writing and start jacking.
Okay, let's see. I'm still of the punctuation makes it a little bit confusing, but I got this. All right.
Just learn how to read. You're in no position to critique his technical
I'm still of the young, supple age of 21, but you've made life seem manageable.
Did he use the word supple?
Yeah. That's given me some outlooks on life I would have normally gotten living in this I wouldn't have gotten living in this repressed state. I just need to get shit done. I need more pep talks from Patrick, just yelling in my ear, telling me to stop being such a pussy.
Pussy!
Nippolis. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I see. It's Nippolis, not nipples. Nippolis. It pains me to hear.
That's a deep dick. If that's the reference I think it is, that is a deep reference.
Nipolis, it pains me to hear the punishment you do to your balls. Let them bad boys drain. Oh, I have.
Gross.
Your bug noise disgusts me.
That's so gross. You only knew what that sounds like with earbuds.
Keep yourself happy, and Pat, for that matter, you're a big old bear, and you need to pull up your skirt.
I don't wear skirts. I wear meshes. I got my meshes on.
Patrick Michael Montgomery. Scared I know your names? Well, it sucks you never edited Laser Brain enough because I know all your secrets, but they're safe with me.
Thanks, man.
He knows your last name.
Oh, he knows your last name, too. Yeah, so I appreciate keep. Hey, man, in all sincerity, thanks for not blurting that out everywhere. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You're my hero. I wish to be like you.
Gross.
Sometimes I feel too nice, and sometimes I just want to call people on their bullshit.
You should.
You give me hope that someday I can be and have as big of an asshole as you. Shine on, you crazy diamond. I don't know if this will even get read.
Of course. Why wouldn't we read it? We read everything you send to us, man.
But I've been wanting to write an email for a long time, and I said, fuck it. Do it now. Thank you for letting me spew bullshit at you. Rub your dad's belly dick for me. Carson. Carson Z. P.S. My older brother, who got me hooked on Laser Brain, pretty much worse than any drug, doesn't listen anymore. I know he loves you guys, and I know he idolizes Nipolis. give Taylor a shout-out so I can give him a reason to take a dip into Through Being Cool.
Hey, Taylor, listen to the show,
I guess.
Listen to it, Taylor.
Listen, Taylor. Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor. Shh, Taylor. Taylor. We're going to talk to Taylor right now. Hey, Taylor.
Taylor.
Look.
You're in your car.
You got nothing going on.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's embarrassing.
It's really sad.
At least you'll be able to tell people something interesting about yourself.
Yeah. You'll be like, the people are like, hey, what are you into? And instead of just being like, I like to do things.
I like to make fart noises with my teeth.
When I'm not flossing my teeth with my own young, I listen to really cool podcasts. And then be sure to like tell them that you listen to this one. And then like, and then, hey, here's the thing. Taylor, if you start listening to the show, I will make sure that
we never beat you up.
We don't beat you up. But know this, if we ever make it out to Utah, we find out you don't listen, I'm going to kick in the door. I'm going to beat up your parents. And if your parents are dead, I'm going to beat them up again. I'm going to dig them up and beat them up. Dig them up, beat them up.
Dig them up, beat them up.
Yeah, Taylor, just listen to the show. Thanks for listening, Taylor. Spread the word. Tell your friends.
Other than that, I'm trying to get people for my work to listen, and I work at Target.
Milf City!
So
I'm about to go to Target when I get out of here. I'm gonna fucking stare at church bottom, bro. That's what I call that stuff. Church bottom, man. All the fucking, because when you go to Target, there's all these ladies.
So keep the Target jokes coming. Now kiss like gay people. Can't wait to record Sunday.
God, that is such a fucking, like, that's a deep dig too.
Yeah, that is.
All right, I'm gonna say it. People might not know about Target. If you go to Target,
ooh, church bottom might be a cool name for my band.
Yep, church bottom.
Yeah.
Church bottom girls, dude. If you go to
you make the Target world go round.
If you go to Target like between like 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., we're only gonna do this for like 10 more minutes. On like a day where like during the week, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. when like guys, when the trophy wives are out and the trophy husbands are out earning the keep and trying to ignore the idea that their wives are probably cheating on them with younger men. If you can go to Target then, you are going to see so many fucking moms in workout clothes that you're just kind of like, look at that.
Church bottom.
And if you, well, that's just mom butt. Mom butt, working class mom butt, or not working class, trophy mom, trophy wife mom butt. 11 a.m.
Can that be the name of my
dude, you can have all these names.
Trophy wife mom butt.
Trophy wife mom butt. But if you roll into like, because we live in a town with lots of churches.
Lots of people.
Lots of churches. And if you go into Target.
Lots of toes in our
between
town.
Like,
do you know that?
What?
There are. We live in a town with lots of toes.
There's at least 10 toes for every person. Do you know that?
For most people.
Carson, good email. If you go to Target like today between like 11 and like 3, all that's going to be in there are moms who are like dressing up like with the sweaters. So they're like, oh, I'm at church, but they also have the yoga pants on. Like, I still get fucked. And there's going to be so much fucking church bottom there, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I'm so much
just
so.
Just got to get that taste.
So much so that like, I'm kind of worried that I'm wearing my meshies.
Yeah?
When I go into Target.
You might shoot. You might.
I'm going to push cum.
You're going to young.
I'm going to push cum through these holes like a Play-Doh play factory.
You're going to young in your meshies.
I'm going to young in my meshies. I'm going to shoot the young. Ha ha ha!
a church bottom boy.
I'm a church bottom boy. I'm gonna yell in my meshies. That's so fucking gross. Let's just fucking wrap it up, man. I got nothing. I gotta go. I paid my niece $10 to do my laundry, so I gotta go pick it up and it'll come up. It's with like,
if you speak through being cool, you'll find that funny.
If you don't, hey Taylor, man, are you a young? Are you a church bottom boy who youngs in his meshies? Is that what you do? Carson, please, when you're at work and like a hot mom goes by, please start saying like, "I'm about to young in these meshies." And I know what you. I know you guys wear khakis and red shirts. Say something funny like, "Oh, I'm about to young in these meshies. I'm about to fucking cream these cacks." Start saying that kind of shit. I tell you, the time I got yelled at in Target when I thought I worked there and I was breaking dress code. Yes. Oh, I was wearing a red shirt and khakis, and some lady came to me and started reprimanding for my not being up to dress code. And I was like, "I don't work here." All right, let's fucking wrap this up. Listen to at KWW Podcast. Coffee Alt Delete is done, I think. No, I don't think it's done. Lance is leaving.
Yeah.
Lance isn't going to be on the show anymore.
Where's he going?
I think he's really, really busy. He's got a wife. He's got a family. Like, it's just, he's got a lot going on. I just don't think he has time for it, which sucks because I like Coffee Alt Delete a lot because it's, Lance and Thomas are
What's
very
up
good
with
friends.
Two shots? Bring that shit back.
Yeah, fucking quit. Nick, you're not doing anything.
Do something.
Stop. All you're doing is getting dogs and then waiting for them to die. Like, do something. I know you know what I'm talking about. Nick.
Yeah.
He does. That's like, we found a way to make the best thing in the world. Nick is doing a fucking great job. Like he gets dogs and he brings them in and he's really nice to them and then he just waits for them to die. Like that's what he does. And like that's a job that I couldn't do, but like it gets paid in heartbreak and he just loves cashing those checks. So do two shots some more.
Yes.
Nick's got way more friends than we do. He can call them and make them be on the show.
I liked it. I used to listen to it regularly.
Yeah, I loved it. But anyway, Lance isn't on Coffee Out Delete, which kind of, I hope Coffee Out Delete's not done because I really like that show because Lance and Thomas are, you could tell they are like the best of friends with the complete polarizing opinions on the same shit.
Yeah.
And it just works. Big Shiny Podcast and of course KWW Podcast and Hello Sweetie Podcast and Hey Rebecca, congratulations on your move to New York. I don't know why you moved there. I've never been there myself, so I can't comment on it, but watch out for all the Jews and the rats. There's a lot of Jews and rats and there's rats taking pizza downstairs. I saw that video.
Mr. Splinter?
What?
Master Splinter.
Master Splinter, I go to the adventure for the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
There's a guy I talk to on the phone regularly at work with a comical Asian accent.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about it. Oh, hey, Pat! It's me! I'm like, no shit. What's up, dude? And then I talked to a guy the other day who had a German accent where I was like, I think you are a supervillain. He was like, he said the words, "We must pause." And I was like, I didn't say it. It's hard to make my brain just stop.
Yeah.
You have to do two things. Pull out your tits or sound like a Bond villain. And he was just kind of like, "We must pause.
We must pause."
And I was just
kind of, wait, is he Russian or German?
German. And I just stared at my computer.
Das ist das.
I just stared at my computer screen thinking he could see me. And I was like, I was looking around. I was like, oh, that was fucking terrifying. But, oh, real quick. Hey, Bean, that thing we talked about, it's going to happen. So, thank you. Also, Bean, thanks for listening still. Adam listens. Hey, Adam.
Hey.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Look how high you can...
I know.
Look how high you can raise your hand.
I'm a special boy. Hey, Brad, what's up? thanks for listening, everybody. So, Rebecca, congratulations.
How wide can you open your eyes?
Look how wide that is.
Oh!
Dude.
Shit.
I got to practice because like I'm about to go to Target and there's going to be a lot of church bottoms and I want to be able to take them all in so I can young in my meshies. That's so fucking good. All right, Nick, you got anything?
No, born ugly, raised stupid.
Thanks for listening. Oh, bubble bath pants on next week. That was so fucking gross.
It was.